First off, I want to thank Sammy and Ronald for their contributions to this team and the organization. They gave it their all the whole time they were here. Even, you know, I did my recon on these guys before I even took the job. And once I got here, and, you know, I can't say I got to know these guys as deep as you would like to, but all of my interactions with them were great, great men, good football players, obviously. And I wish him the best. This is not easy. This is a I'm an emotional, personal guy, and I want to get to know all these guys personally. And that's the hard part of it. Business is business, but when you have to call these young men in, it affects their lives. That's not easy. And Sean and I did that earlier today, as they move forward in their journeys to L.A. and to Philadelphia, respectively. So again, I wish those guys the best and appreciate what they did for the Buffalo Bills.
What gave you the confidence that you can make this move? Because, and what prompted this move in continuing to reshape a roster that's really been reshaped since even before you got it?
Yeah. What prompted the moves? Were they were two separate moves, even though, fortunately, the timing worked out the way I wanted. I did get that, but I was not shopping these guys. Had calls from multiple teams about Sammy all the way back in June, shortly after I took over the job. And so, you know, those things happen all the time. People, I think I mentioned it before, people ask about different players all the time around this league. You never know what's serious or what's just bait. But again, I was not, and we were not actively shopping either of these guys. We're not actively shopping anybody, but it became, LA got very serious about Sammy. And Philadelphia got very serious about Ronald, and the timing worked out. And as I realized the timing worked out, I was able to acquire Jordan to help fill in for Sammy, and E.J. Gaines to help fill in for losing Ronald.
So were these deals made in concert with one another, meaning would you have not made one if you couldn't make both?
It's hard to say if I wouldn't have. It's funny, both of them were getting similar traction, similar momentum the last couple of days. And once I saw both of them as far down the road as they were getting, I kind of said, I want to do them together if I can. If somebody had backed out, I don't know, because the discussion I had, the first time I really sat down and laid this out for Sean and Terry was after the game last night. I didn't want there to be a distraction. So I laid it out what was potentially, nothing had been agreed upon, but where things were very close. And, you know, that's kind of where it was. Nobody backed out at that point, and we finalized them this morning.
When you sat down with Terry, what was his role in that process? Did he allow you to make the decision, or how much did he have influence over?
Everything's a we. We talk, and everything is a we. We all threw everything around, the people, the players, the men, what they've done, who the players that we're acquiring, the draft picks, everything went in. And listen, this was not an easy decision. Again, business is business. There's also emotional. These are two fine young men. Yes. No, that's good. That's good.
How much of this has to do with next year and the currency you got in regards to draft? I mean, this year is this year you want to
yep.
win. But I mean, how much of this was thinking ahead to the future and what you could gain in assets from the draft?
I said it with the day we signed Anquan, I'm always going to try to win today and win tomorrow. And that's the nature. That's how I'm wired. That's how I think you win in this league. So, again, if I'm coming off of a 14-2 season, if someone offers me something that I think is good capital and is a worthy investment, I have to consider it. And that's what happened here.
Brandon, is this team better after these moves for the current situation currently? Is this team better after these trades?
For the 2017 season? You know, you can make arguments either way. I'm thrilled that losing a guy like Sammy, we were able to acquire a guy with Jordan Matthews' skins on the wall. EJ has started 25 games in this league. He was on the NFL all-rookie team. So he's got some pedigree. He's not walking in here not knowing what to expect. He'll compete with the other corners. You know, it's not guaranteed a spot, but he'll come in, and we'll see where it goes.
Brandon, what was the point? When you said that L.A. and Philly respectively got serious on these deals, does that mean that they pretty much made initial contact with you about this?
Yes.
Even whether it was going back to May or recently?
Yes. They both actively asked me about these two guys. I was not shopping them.
And as far as Jordan is concerned, he's primarily played the slot. Anquan's primarily played the slot. You've been having Zay in the slot. How does all that shake out at wide receiver?
They can all, you know, they can all play outside as well. That may be where they've been used. Jordan on that team, Philly, the way they used him was a lot in the slot, but you can see he can win outside. Again, I'll leave where they go and how they line up with Rick and Sean and those guys. He's another great addition for us. So.
You said you've been taking calls about Sammy since June. What was the tipping point for you? What part of that deal made it worth giving up on someone as talented as him?
Well, you have to consider everything. You have to consider re-signability, the draft value. A lot of things went into this. It wasn't one single thing. And, you know, you balance it all and you make it, you know, the best decision you can.
Where did the fact that Sammy had 10 injuries since coming to Buffalo figure in, and the fact that you could very well lose it for nothing, one more injury, and as an asset, you really...
You do have to consider everything. Again, it's what he's done in his career over his three seasons, you know, how much he's played. You do consider all that. And again, he's going into his last year of his deal. And, you know, signability, cap situation, everything honestly went into this decision. It was not looking at one factor or another.
You said that Jordan and EJ are both filling in for Sammy and Darby. Does that sense to you mean there won't be any push right away to re-sign them for the future, considering they're both in the final years of the deals?
Well, I've been around Jordan a little bit in the draft process, so I know who he is a little bit. I don't know EJ as well. You know, that'll just be getting them in here competing, seeing how they fit. When you sign somebody in the future, that's got to be a mutual fit. They got to want to be here. We got to see how they fit in the locker room, the culture, the coaching. All that goes into it, so we got time on that. The first thing is just to, if we were going to do these moves, one, to do them now so that we still have three exhibition games, a lot of training camp left to figure out how these guys fit moving forward.
When you trade the team's best receiver, top cornerback, how do you sell that to the veterans inside the locker room that, you know, hey, we're still trying to win this season?
Well, it's hard because, you know, these guys are talented players, but there's the human element. And you obviously, nobody wants to see a friend walk out the door, even no matter what you thought of his talent. And so you got the human side of it as well. With these guys, hopefully they'll understand. You know, they don't necessarily know Jordan. You know, LaShawn knew him a little bit, I know, from Philly, but most of the guys don't know Jordan or EJ. So, you know, hopefully they'll reserve judgment till those guys get in and strap the pads on and jump in with them, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Brandon, do you have any players on this roster that you would consider untouchable at this moment?
I don't like the word untouchable. I'm not actively shopping guys, selling guys, anything like that. That's the honest to God truth. It's just you're always looking in this business to help yourself now and tomorrow, and that's the facts. And so I can't stand up here and say I would never trade another guy in the next 3 weeks, but I'm not actively shopping anybody.
What can you say about a team that, by my count, not including the 6 draft picks this year, this team now has 14 players that it has selected in the draft on its roster currently. What does it say about this team and how the assets haven't turned out?
Well, you know, again, I'm just walking in the door, so it's not fair for me to totally assess all that. There's various reasons why the guys that are the 14, if that's the exact number, that are still here, and, you know, the guys that are gone. Again, it's not an indictment, as you know, if that's what you're trying to get. It's the nature of the beast. Rosters change over. It's a new regime, so to speak. And we're trying to do everything that we can to build the right team the right way. Sustained success is the word I used the day I took this job, and that's where I'm at today.
Brandon, can you tell us about how Jordan fits into your receiver mix? What does he bring to your receiver?
Well, he's a tough kid. I think he's one of 5 first 3 years of his career to have 65 receptions, 800 yards. It's a pretty good group he's in. So he knows how to play. He's a tough kid. He's kind of a self-made man. He was not recruited heavily. Played at Vanderbilt, which is in the SEC, but nobody realizes they're in the SEC all the time. But he's a tough kid. He's going to work hard. You know, he's a smart kid. He knows the game. You know, my understanding, I knew who he was in college. My understanding is he's that same young man in Philly, that you're not going to outwork him. He's going to bring leadership, toughness, and our kind of guy.
Brandon, have you received any indication from Sammy? I know you were here during the fifth-year option decision. You hadn't been here yet.
Right.
But through the process of you being here, did you have any indication maybe that he kind of steered away and said, I don't want to be Buffalo beyond this year, and he was leaning that way? And was that any part of your thought process of making this deal? And also, I want to ask, is this still contingent everything on physicals from these guys?
This is still contingent on physicals. There's four players involved in both of our transactions. So, yes, if someone does not pass a physical, then the players would revert back. Your first question, I had no inkling where Sammy was, wanting to be and all that, to be honest with you. And to be fair to him, I never asked him that, or nobody directly told me anything.
Brandon, the six picks in next year's draft now, or in the first three rounds anyway, of next year's draft, how much would you say you're betting on yourself and your front office?
You know, I believe in our scouting staff. I definitely do. And I believe in what the work the men are, they just left last week, the college guys. And you have to draft well in this league to win. That's the financial model. You know, those players are the most affordable. So that helps us to have that kind of currency in the first three rounds at the prices that you pay those guys versus getting into free agency and other avenues to bring players.
So. You're just new in the door here, but after trades like today, how much more does this feel like yours and Sean's team because you're accumulating assets for the future as opposed to what had been here already?
Yeah, and I'm not one that believes I didn't draft him, so I don't care about him. That is zero. If they're a good player and they can help us win a game today, then I'll love them. I'll take them every time. So it's not about getting the guys only that Sean and I brought in here versus the regime before we got here. There's a lot of guys that have jumped right on board doing the things that Sean and his staff have asked, and we look forward to continually working with those guys.
Brandon, have you received any phone calls on the availability of Reggie Ragland, and if so, what have you said?
I wouldn't comment on any. We get lots of inquiries, so I don't want to, go into who's asked about what players.
What does Boog say about Tyrod Taylor's future in Buffalo?
It doesn't say anything. I mean, everybody's forgetting we signed Anquan last week. This is not a throw in the towel thing at all. And, somebody mentioned that somebody said that out there, and that, quite honestly, that's annoying to me because that's not, you don't know me if you think I'm throwing in the towel. If we go out there and play ping pong or whatever we're going to do, I'm not throwing in the towel. If we were throwing in the towel, I wouldn't have been trying to get a starting receiver back. So to your question on Tyrod, it's nothing. We got Anquan, who we added, who is, I told you, I honestly believe he's a Hall of Famer, and he still can play in this league. And Jordan Matthews is a starting receiver. And you look at his numbers, what he's done, those aren't to be laughed at, I guess to say. So Tyrod will get every opportunity to lead this team, and we're all rooting for him. It's in our best interest.
How does he react right now?
Who blows the top off of defense?
We have different guys that can run. Streeter can run. Walt Powell can run. We have some different guys. And who knows? There's other ways to add more speed. We're always looking for talent. We play in a month. So the main thing is to have our roster set when we host the Jets September 10th.
Two more questions for Brandon.
How did Tyrod react?
You know what? I have not spoken to Tyrod. Sean and I spoke to the players involved, and then Sean had a team meeting, and he could probably better answer that if he spoke directly to Tyrod. I have not.
Brandon, what is the long-term approach here with the offense? Because you got Bolden locked in for a year, Tyrod for a year. I mean, are we looking at a full-on rebuild next season? I mean, realistically, you're going to lock new additions to the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm taking this year one at a time. It doesn't mean that we cannot extend any of these guys. If Anquan wants to keep playing and he's a good fit here and he likes it here, we could always extend him. Tyrod is the number one quarterback on this team right now, and we'll let that play out before we decide how it goes, into 2018 and beyond.